Welcome to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information.
Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast. Today, we're talking about what every international student on an F-1 visa needs to know to maintain their legal status in the United States. Given this administration's focus on immigration enforcement, targeting and surveillance of international students over the past 9 months, it is more essential than ever that international students maintain their legal status. Here are some tips. First, documentation. F-1 students must keep their passport valid for at least 6 months into the future, their I-20s updated and signed, and their I-94 showing F-1 and D/S, or duration of status. It is essential for you to check these documents and make sure that they are always up to date and accurate. Second, academics. Undergraduates must carry at least 12 credits per semester, and graduate students at least 9 credits. Only one online class can count towards that requirement. Dropping below full-time enrollment requires prior approval from your DSO and can impact your status significantly. Before making any changes to your current number of classes, speak with your DSO. Third, employment. You can only work on campus part-time while school is in session, but off-campus work always requires authorization through CPT, which is curricular practical training, or OPT, which is optional practical training. Once you graduate, OPT can give you up to 12 months of work experience or an additional 24-month extension if you are in one of the STEM fields. Remember, you need your employment authorization document in hand before you start working. Fourth, travel. Before leaving the U.S., make sure your I-20 has a valid travel signature, your CVIS record is active, and your documents are in order. If you have an OPT application pending, think twice about traveling. It could jeopardize your reentry. And don't forget about your dependents. F-2 spouses and children can study part-time, but they are not allowed to work. In closing, keep your information up to date. Report any address changes or contact changes within 10 days. If you are arrested or receive a citation for violating the law, no matter how insignificant it may seem, speak with your DSO and an immigration attorney immediately. If you lose your status due to violations, you are at risk of visa revocation and even removal or deportation from the United States. The bottom line, stay enrolled, stay in touch with your school's international office and DSO, and keep your documents current. That way, you can focus on your studies without risking your status. That's it for today's Immigration Update Podcast. If you have questions about maintaining your F-1 status, please speak with your DSO or a qualified immigration attorney.
Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. Disclaimer. The information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.